Let's talk now about why it's so critical to have structured cycles of one-on-one conversations with teachers, whether you are physically able to get into classrooms or not. And of course, if you are able to get into classrooms, absolutely, go right ahead. Continue getting into classrooms. We recommend getting into classrooms 3 times a day, every day, so that you establish a consistent, roughly 2-week rotation of getting around to every teacher that you supervise. But if you can't get into classrooms, if for some reason you're unable to, perhaps your district is all virtual, or perhaps you're quarantined, maybe you're stuck at home for a while, or maybe you have teachers who are out for quarantine. If it's not possible to get into a teacher's classroom, whether it's just one teacher or everyone, substitute one-to-one phone conversations instead. But what we don't want to do in these cycles is be too casual about this. It is absolutely essential that these cycles of conversations be structured. They must be intentional, because what's happening right now is that we're losing a lot of the casual and informal and incidental interactions that provide us with information and that allow us to sustain our relationships, right? On campus, you run into people, you see people here and there, and they share little things with you. That happens naturally. But when it doesn't happen, when it can't happen because we're not there in person to interact casually, then we have to be very deliberate and very intentional about how we make up for those deficits in terms of both relationships and decisional information. So we have got to make sure that we are engaged in a continuous cycle of one-on-one conversations, whether those are observation and feedback conversations or just phone calls to keep up the communication. And in those conversations, whatever type we're able to have at the moment, we will no doubt touch on both instructional and non-instructional matters. We'll sometimes talk about logistics and supplies and sanitation and all of the nuts and bolts that we need to deal with as part of operating a school. And sometimes we'll talk about practice, right? It's going to vary. We're going to touch on a variety of both instructional and operational issues. And that's fine. It has to be that way because it's our job as instructional leaders to address both. It does not work to say, well, I am only an instructional leader, so all that operational stuff, I just don't need to worry about. No. If you recall our definition from Module 1, instructional leadership is the practice of making and implementing operational and improvement decisions in the service of student learning. They are deeply integrated, and we need to respect that integration and make sure that it's reflected in our practice of one-on-one conversations with teachers. And we're setting this up as a cycle, not just as a thing you try to do, not just as a practice, but as a deliberate cycle. And here's what I mean by cycle. I mean that over and over and over again throughout the school year, you are specifically setting aside time to check in with each teacher, visiting their classroom if you can, or calling them on the phone if you can't visit their classroom. And a cycle means something very specific here. It means you talk with everyone. It means you don't skip anyone and say, oh, they weren't here today, so we'll just get them next time around. We'll catch up with them in a couple weeks. No, you don't skip anyone. You make sure that you check in with every single person every single time, which requires a great deal of intentionality. It requires that you keep track. It requires that you keep a list. And I'll share some tips with you on how to do that in just a moment. But you keep track, you keep a list, you work through your list in a specific order, and you keep that same order every cycle so you don't skip anyone, and you just repeat throughout the year. Every year at the Principal Center, we hear back from leaders who have been consistent about that over the course of the entire school year, and as a result, have visited more than 500 classrooms in a year. Now, this year, many of those visits may not be, many of those interactions may not actually be classroom visits. They may be phone conversations, and that is absolutely fine. I guarantee if you commit to this process of one-on-one cycles of conversations, then it will, looking back, it will be incredibly rewarding. You will have justified every moment you spent in those conversations with teachers. So see this as a long-term commitment. See this as something that needs to be deliberate and structured. And one thing you can do to set yourself up for success is give yourself a little bit of a pattern, right? Say, okay, I'm going to start with this grade level and work my way up. Or first I'm going to visit this department, make sure I get to everybody in that department, and then I'm going to move on to this other team or department. It doesn't really matter what order you visit people in, but it does matter that you get consistent about it and that more or less you stick with that same order in every cycle so that you're not visiting some people back to back over and over and giving other people weeks and weeks and weeks where they don't see you. We want to be consistent about this because here's the temptation that we face. If we don't have a consistent cycle of instructional leadership interactions with our teachers, what will happen is that we will avoid people who are difficult to catch because of their schedule. Maybe they're only on campus one day a week, or maybe their schedule moves around and it's just difficult to find them. I remember it was always difficult for me to catch up with our instrumental music teacher who was itinerant and only worked in our school on Fridays or Friday mornings. Like it was a very narrow window of time when I could even find this particular teacher. And those patterns make it difficult to intentionally get around to people. But if we are intentional, then we can very easily solve some of those problems. If I know I've got to talk to the music teacher on Friday morning, I can make it happen. I just have to be deliberate about it. We also tend to avoid people who are just far from the office. And this one is so simple, it's almost embarrassing to admit, but we all do this, right? We visit the teachers who are at the top of the stairs or the teachers who are right across from the main office, who are easy for us to get to. And we avoid people who are far away, way down in the portables or on the far side of campus. We've got to be really deliberate to make sure that doesn't distort our visits. We also tend to avoid people who are not doing well because it's more work to observe them, right? It's more challenging to figure out, what do I do? How do I prioritize with this particular person who's struggling with so many things? And of course, we avoid people who want to be avoided, right? We're tempted to leave people alone if they're unpleasant, but we've got to get over that. And we've got to be intentional about not skipping them. Because if we're not intentional, we will over-engage with everybody else and leave aside that first group of teachers. So what are we tempted to pay more attention to? Who are the people that we're tempted to over-visit and over-engage with? Well, if it's easy to reach someone, we're more likely to spend disproportionately too much time with them and not enough time with other people. If they are just always available, you know, they're right there, they're convenient, their classroom's nearby, or they always pick up the phone. If they are high performing, if they're always doing great, there's never anything big to work on. There are never, you know, you never have to write a letter of reprimand or an improvement plan when you observe this person. If they're nice, if they're pleasant, that makes a big emotional difference in our personal motivation to visit those individuals. But that is not what this is about. We need to set aside all of those characteristics because really the only two things that matter here are relationships and decisional information. We need to visit people, we need to check in with people, talk to them on the phone, to maintain relationships, and to gather information so that we can do our jobs effectively. It doesn't matter how far away the classroom is. I still have the same need to get information and to sustain the relationship. And we might even argue that when things are not going well, it's even more critical. However, I am not going to suggest that you over-visit the people who are struggling and under-visit the people who are fine. So I recommend that you visit everyone equally, maintain a consistent cycle, and get around to everyone on equal frequency. So what you've got to do is keep track. You can use a staff roster, you can use a stack of note cards, which I'll provide to you if you would like, and you can use our repertoire app, which is available to you. So if you want to use the note cards, I recommend that everyone do this because it is just such a foolproof system and you can get your office staff to help you. You can get your admin team to kind of cheer each other on using these note cards. And the physical reminder is a huge part of people's success with the note cards. You simply write out one note card per teacher. You can use our PDF template at principalcenter.com/notecards-PDF. And write out the teacher's schedule. So you know, okay, first period, they're teaching this, second period's their prep, or they go to recess at this time and they have lunch at that time. So if you know when they'll be available, that eliminates a lot of those challenges of people being out of the classroom and you just kind of not being able to find them. Write out the schedule, have your office staff help you with that so that you have every single person's schedule at your fingertips. And as kind of a tip for these one-on-one phone calls when we can't get into classrooms, simply write call down at the bottom. You could even put their phone number on there if you would like as a subject so that when you know you can't get into the classroom, you can just call that person at that number and you can log the date and time of your call or your visit right on the note card. Every day, what you do with these note cards, you may have heard me talk about this in other settings, you take 3 note cards off the top of your stack, you go and visit those people or call them on the phone, and when you have done that, you put those note cards on the bottom of the stack. And then the next day, you repeat. You take the first 3 note cards off the top, contact those people, go visit them, whatever you need to do, and then put the note cards on the bottom of the stack. If you can't get to someone, leave their note card on the top of the stack and try again tomorrow. This is especially important when people are quarantined, when people are out of the building, when they're impossible to get to for some reason. Leave them on top of the stack. You may get to them a day late, but you won't skip them entirely. And that is crucial. All right, so use the note cards, even if you are also using our repertoire app. So our repertoire app will keep track of who you have visited and who you've not visited. Using the next up button, it will look back on your past entries that you've saved and say, hey, it's been 2 weeks since you visited Mary. You've seen everybody else in the meantime. Now it's time to circle back to Mary. And then you can go and see Mary. And of course, if you are using the note cards to tell you that, you can simply search for that teacher's name. You say, okay, I need to go see Mary. Which Mary? There it is. And then you'll have the right person pulled up in repertoire. What I recommend that you do when you are doing phone calls in repertoire is still mark that interaction as feedback, because that's going to tell repertoire that that person counted in your rotation. Now, you can also record things in repertoire as just an email if you have kind of a one-off thing that you're not including in this cycle. In that case, you could say this is just an email. But if it's a phone call that you're doing because you're not able to get into classrooms in person, still mark it as feedback so that it counts in your rotation, and repertoire will keep track of who you need to visit next based on the date of everyone's last observation that's recorded in repertoire. So if you're not set up or if you need help with that, please reach out. We're happy to get your staff roster imported as well as any other documents that would be helpful in terms of feedback language. Send us an email at info@principalcenter.com with your staff roster and we'll get you set up right away. I also want to encourage you to get your note cards set up so that you can visit everyone on a consistent 2-week rotation, not skip anyone, and keep track day by day so that you're always focused on that next interaction with the right person. So now let's do some planning. Pull out your journal, and I'd like you to respond to these 2 questions. First, how will I group teachers as I plan my next cycle of visits? Are you going to visit people by team, by grade level, by department? Perhaps you're going to visit people based on where they are on campus, what floor they're on, or what building they're in. Figure out a system that's going to work for you so that you can efficiently visit everyone on campus when you're on campus. Then, of course, if you are making phone calls, it doesn't matter so much where people are physically, but do something that makes sense for you so that you won't skip anyone and so that you can get some momentum as you reach out to your staff. Second, I want you to reflect on how you're going to keep track of your visits. Make a specific plan for how you will keep track. I recommend that you use the note cards, but of course you could also use a staff roster, and you may want to get set up with our repertoire app. So make your plan, update your journal, and when you've done that, you're ready to move on to the next section.